big flat rocks. I have some of them here at my home. I have some steps built of those rocks that came from that old kitchen hearth. And that's where she did a lot of her cooking, because she just loved cooking on an open fire, because when she grew up, she said they didn't have any wood stove. That's the only way they had to cook. And the interestingest thing about the chimney was the pot rack, she called it. It was iron hooked. It had been built way up somewhere in the chimney. And then there was another flat piece of iron that had a hook to it and had notches in it. And she could raise it or lower it. Mm. And at the end of this long piece of iron was another hook, and that's where she would hang her dinner pot. And most every morning when she got up, well, she'd say, and after she got through with breakfast, she'd say, "Well, I got to get something on the bottom." She never said boil. And she'd always, it'd be beans, meat. She boiled everything in that pot. And then those big old iron skillets, she called them a spider. It had three legs. Well, she baked most all of her bread there on that hearth. You would pull out real hot coals, set the spider on it. Then there was a big iron lid that fit the spider so no ashes or anything could get in. It had a rim around it to keep the ashes or coals or anything getting inside. And she knew just the amount of coals to use to bake the bread.
Put the coals on top of it too?
Uh-huh, put the coals on top of the lid and under the spider. And she also had a Dutch oven, but it didn't have legs to it. But anyway, she'd bake potatoes, she'd bake chicken pie, she'd bake apple pie. And it was the best I ever ate to bake in that spider that she used. And so that's where we take our bath on a real cold night. Sometimes we use a wooden tub. It would be maybe a zinc tub. But anyway, we'd hang a black kettle on that pot rack and heat enough water, not chill off, so we could, you know, take a bath. That's where we're taking a bath in real cold weather. But now in the bedrooms, we didn't have any chest of drawers. It was a washstand. And this washstand had a base, something similar to a chest of drawers. It had two doors. And there's where the linen was kept, the towels. And we didn't have washcloths that we go to the store and buy today. They were just some that my grandmother, she would buy what she called Audi, her soft. And that was our washcloths.
What was it called? What was it called?
Outing.
Outing?
Outing. Mm. It was real soft. Just soft. You
just
know.
Cut it up?
And she cut this square and make them, the washcloths. You know, she had an old-fashioned sewing machine, a tiny pedal with your feet.
Mm-hmm.
And then on top of this washstand was a big old-fashioned bowl and pitcher. And she'd always have the pitcher filled with water.